talk lawns for just a second before we get to Mandy and Desert Hills. With that jump in temperature, I know we were talking earlier about making sure we're reducing our water consumption by 10%, but we should probably increase our lawn sprinklers a little bit if we've got rye out there.
Yeah, you know, 85, 90 degrees is lovely ryegrass growing weather, but it is going to need, you know, some water. We had such a wet January, and now we've had a really dry February. So that's just part of it. You know, you adjust up, and we get rain. You can turn it back off. But I had to kick the water on my lawn this last week. It was looking a little dry. Remember that my little test, if you can walk across your lawn and your footprints stay in that a long time, it probably needs a drink. You know, if it's wet and hydrated enough, it'll kind of bounce back. But it also takes on a little bit of a gray look to it. So, yeah, you want to keep your ryegrass going for another month or so at least. So I would be, you know, watching that.
I've heard you talk for years about taking the tuna fish can and setting it out in the lawn and make sure it fills up for your Bermuda. Does that apply to rye? Does rye need more, less?
Well, it ought to have the same amount of water when you water it, but it doesn't need it
as frequently.
Days are shorter, days are cooler, we do get rain. So, you know, you can go stretches. I went, you know, probably a month at one point, at least the whole month of January, without watering at all my lawn.
Yeah, it's nice when it rains.
Yeah. saves money.
Let's bring Mandy in the conversation from Desert Hills. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Longtime listener. I call every winter. Question this year is I have a west-facing wall, and it gets a lot of heat, obviously, in the summer. We are snowbirds. But in the winter, I like that wall to have a little bit of heat for the rooms. But in the summer, I don't want that heat. So do you recommend a vine for up in this area? You know, again, we get cold, things freeze back, that would provide good shade for that west-facing wall in the summer and kind of help keep the temperatures down on that side of the house.
Well, a couple things I would think about. Queen's wreath or coral vine is a deciduous or vine that it's really not even deciduous. It just dies back, grows back really fast. Grapevines be another good one that would lose its leaves in the winter and have foliage in the summer. So those would be two that I would just – and then the Hassayampa creeper, another good one that's a parthenocissus. It's kind of that grape ivy look. It gets actually some really neat fall color to it.
Okay.
So there would be three pretty good choices for you.
And did I hear right that you're a snowbird?
Yes.
So do you have somebody that can watch your plants and care for it while y'all are gone in the summer?
Yes and no. Essentially, I've tried to stay pretty native and pretty, you know, desert friendly. And we leave the watering system on in the summer. And so, yeah, I mean, I have somebody that probably comes in maybe once a month just to make sure things are still getting watered. But I don't have necessarily a maintenance crew that comes in.
Yeah, because you'd obviously have to be irrigating these plants through the summer months to keep them growing. But those would be three deciduous or vines that would be allow the sun to reach your wall in the winter and cover it up in the summer.
An Arizona Trellis, a division of Quality Block Company down in Central Phoenix, actually has their product now in Marvell Masonry. And closest to y'all in Desert Hills would be Bell and 32nd Street. These are great iron trellises. They'll last you for years and years and years. Multiple different mounting options. It's great that they're now available at a retail location. So there you go. Get a trellis put on there. It's a great option for shade in that wall. Although, if you're not there in the summer, your shade's not probably that critical to that wall. But
she's still probably trying to keep the house somewhat cooler, even though they're not there. So you do, you know, the insulative factor would be good.
Well, that's what is it, January 20th today?
February.
Yeah. All right. You say, keep me on track here. a little bit warm, but still nothing you can't do right now.
Oh, this is,
it's not too late for
80s
anything. It's not too early.
80s are perfect for growing. I mean, if we were going to have an ideal temperature to grow plants in a greenhouse, it's about 85 degrees. So, This is perfect growing weather. Whether it's going to stay or not, who knows? But more than likely, March can be pretty rainy and cool, so we'll see. But you're right in smack dab in the middle of you. No matter what the temperatures are, tomato plants need to get in the month of February. Peppers, you can wait a little bit longer. Squash and cucumbers a little bit longer, and eggplant even longer than that yet. But you need to, if you are serious about getting some tomatoes, get them in right away. I mean, just you need to get going. Fertilizing, you know, things are leafing, budding, popping, putting on new growth. You need to make sure they've got enough nutrients to put on that replacement growth, that recovery growth, and rejuvenate the plant. So fertilizing, planting tomato plants, and of course, you know, general trees and shrub planting. We're really getting into it right now.
Our ash trees have just exploded this, right. And it's usually early. I don't see them until usually after Rumi's birthday, but it seems a little early.
Yeah, they have.
And I love that time of year. Everything just...
That new growth.
Oh, man.
Shiny and green. You know what's blooming? I took a picture of one this morning and posted it, are the Texas Mountain Laurels are all blooming. My neighbor has one. It's big enough, and it is so covered. Check our Facebook page out. You can smell that thing at my house. It's so fabulous, and it smells like great bubble gum. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Thank you, John Jay. Folks, y'all stay tuned. Here in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to try and dive in deep on a topic of water treatment. And we're going to do that because I am, at the core of my being, convinced there is so much bad information being dispelled out there by water treatment companies. We're going to try and set the record straight. We're going to have water experts in here talking about what water treatment is and isn't. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have a lot of fun just talking about the cost of various remodeling projects. You can join the conversation anytime in the next 2 hours. Love to have you. Stay tuned.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.